إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. And we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهِ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهِ. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهِ. And whoever Allah allows to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهِ. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and he has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the worshipper of Allah and his final messenger. أَمَّا بَعْدْ فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. Thereafter, the best speech is the book of Allah. وَخَيْرَ الْهُدَى هُدَى النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa inna sharra al-umuri muhdathatuha. And verily, the most evil matters are those matters which have been introduced and innovated into Islam. Fa inna kulla muhdathatin bid'ah. Every newly innovated matter is a bid'ah. Wa kulla bid'atin dalalah. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. عباد الله إخوة الإيمان. Verily, the love of the Prophet ﷺ, this is a principle, a foundation, from the core principles of our iman. In fact, a Muslim cannot be a Muslim if he doesn't love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu, He connected between His love and the love of the Prophet. So whoever loves Allah, loves the Prophet. And whoever obeys the Prophet, obeys Allah. And whoever disobeys the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, disobeys Allah. And whoever disbelieves in the Prophet has disbelieved in Allah. So whoever showed obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but didn't show obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his obedience to Allah is not accepted. مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Allah said in the Quran, whoever shows obedience to the Messenger, he has obeyed Allah. وَمَنْ تَوَلَّى. And whoever turns away, meaning whoever turns away from obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا. Then we have not sent you as a guardian over them. In this noble ayah, Allah begins by saying, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Whoever shows obedience to the Messenger has obeyed Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He informs His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that you, O Muhammad, whoever obeys you has obeyed me. And whoever disobeys you has disobeyed me. And this is because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he came and he didn't speak from his desires. Rather, he only spoke from revelation which was revealed to him. And therefore, the one who obeys the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he obeys Allah in that which he has revealed. And then Allah said, وَمَنْ تَوَلَّى. And whoever turns away, i.e. whoever turns away from obedience to the Messenger, فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا. You have not been sent as a guardian over them. Meaning the one who turns away from your obedience, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, do not be concerned with them. Because your only job and your only mission is to convey the message to them. So whoever accepts the message and follows and obeys the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has succeeded in this life and the hereafter. And whoever turns away from the message and doesn't obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has only destroyed his own self. As it is in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد. Whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger has been guided, is successful. وَمَنْ يَعْصِهِمَا. And whoever disobeys them, فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَضُرُّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. Then he does not harm anybody except his own self. وَلَا يَضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. And he doesn't hurt or harm Allah in anything. And Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he narrated, and he is Khadimun Nabi. He was the servant of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for 10 years. He said, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ بِهِنَّ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. The three qualities or three traits, if they are found in a person, then by these three traits a person will taste the sweetness of Iman. The first of the three qualities, أَنْ يَكُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سَوَاهُمَا. That Allah and His Messenger have to be beloved to this person more than anybody else. Second trait, وَأَنْ يُحِبُّ الْمَرْأَ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. That a person loves another person, but only loves him for the sake of Allah. And the third trait, وَأَنْ يَكْرَهَ أَنْ يَعُودَ إِلَى الْكُفْرِ كَمَا يَكْرَهَ أَنْ يُقْذَفَ فِي النَّارِ. That a person hates to return back to disbelief, just like a person hates to be thrown into the fire. So the first of these three qualities by which a person can taste the sweetness of Iman is not only loving Allah and His Messenger, but loving Allah and His Messenger more than you love anybody else. And this means that a person, he gives precedence to loving Allah and His Messenger over loving his own self, and loving his child, and loving his brothers and sisters, and loving his family, and loving his relatives, and loving wealth, and loving anybody else, and loving all of mankind. Allah and His Messenger are more beloved. And why should we love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam so much? Why is his love given precedence over the love of others? Because if you love Allah, you have to love everybody whom Allah loves. And Allah, He loves the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So from our love of Allah is loving His Messenger. And he was the Prophet of Allah subhanahu. And he was messenger to the whole of the Ummah. And Allah saved us from misguidance, and saved us from disbelief, and saved us from disobedience through the sending of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ibadallah, ikhwat al-Iman. One of the greatest blessings and favors which Allah has bestowed upon us is that He sent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to us, a caring, sincere, trustworthy messenger. And he is Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib al-Hashimi al-Qurashi salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi. And Allah mentioned this great blessing in the Quran. He reminds us of this great blessing, that He chose us to be His Ummah. He chose us to be the people to whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sent. He said, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Verily, Allah has conferred a great blessing and a great favor upon the believers. إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. When He sent from amongst them own selves a messenger to them. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. And He, the Prophet, He recites the ayat of Allah to them. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. And He purifies them. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And He teaches them the book, and He teaches them wisdom. وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. And verily, before the sending of the messenger, they were in a clear error and clear misguidance. اِخْتَارَهُ رَبُّنَا. Our Lord, He chose the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَاصْطَفَاهُ. And He purified him. لِيَكُونَ رَسُولًا لِلْبَشَرِيَّةِ. So that He is a messenger towards all of mankind. وَرَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And a mercy towards humanity. شَرَحَ لَهُ صَدْرَهُ. He relieved for him and comforted his heart. وَرَفَعَ لَهُ ذِكْرَهُ. and he elevated his mention. وَجَعَلَ الظُّلَّ وَالصِّغَارَ عَلَى مَنْ خَالَفَ أَمْرَهُ. And he humiliates those people and belittles those people who oppose his command. بَعَثَهُ سُبْحَانَهُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ السَّاعَةِ. And Allah sent him as an indicator for the coming of the hour. بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. A giver of glad tidings and a warner against the punishment. وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ. And a caller to Allah by his permission. وَسِرَاجٍ مُنِيرًا. And a shining bright lamp. بَعَثَهُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ بِالْمَحَجَّةِ الْبَيْضَاءِ. Allah the Glorified, he sent his Prophet with a clear path. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned this clear path. He said, تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْمَحَجَّةِ الْبَيْضَاءِ. Verily, I have left you upon a clear white path. لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا. Its night is as clear as its day. لَا يُزِيغُ عَنْهَا إِلَّا هَالِكُ. Nobody deviates from this clear path except he has destroyed himself. عباد الله إخوة الإيمان. محبة النبي. Loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it has a great reward. And this great reward was explained by Anas radiallahu anhu. In the hadith in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, he said, جَاءَ رَجُلْ وَسَأَلَ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَتَ سَاعَةً. That a man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he asked him, when is the hour? When will يوم القيامة be established? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم replied, وَمَاذَا أَعْدَدْتَ لَهَا. And what have you prepared for the coming of the hour? He said, مَا أَعْدَدْتُ لَهَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ الصَّلَوَاتِ وَلَا الصِّيَامِ وَلَا صَدَقَةِ. He said, O Messenger of Allah, I haven't got much in terms of salawat, and neither do I have much in terms of fasting, and neither have I given too much in charity. وَلَكِنِّي أُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. However, I love Allah and I love His Messenger. I don't have with me a lot of salah. I don't have with me a lot of good deeds. I don't have with me fasting and a lot of charity. وَلَكِنِّي أُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. However, I love Allah and His Messenger. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, أَنْتَ مَعْ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. That you will be with those who you love. You loved Allah and His Messenger. Then, يوم القيامة, you will be with the one who you loved. You will be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Anas radiallahu anhu, he said, فَوَاللَّهِ, by Allah, مَا فَرِحْنَا بِشَيْءٍ كَفَرْحِنَا بِقَوْلِهِ أَنْتَ مَعْ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. Anas said, by Allah, we were never more pleased with anything than we were pleased with the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you will be with those who you love. And then Anas radiallahu anhu said, فَأَنَا أُحِبُّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Verily, I love the Messenger of Allah. وَأُحِبُّ أَبَا بَكَرٍ. And I love Abu Bakr. وَأُحِبُّ عُمَرٍ. And I love Umar. وَإِنِّي لَأَرْجُوا أَنْ أَكُونَ مَعْهُمْ بِحَبِّي لَهُمْ. And I hope that I will be with them because of my love towards them. وَإِلَّمْ أَعْمَلْ مِثْلَ عَمَلِهِمْ. Even though I haven't done those actions which they have done. He said, by Allah, I love Allah and I love His Messenger and I love Abu Bakr and I love Umar, but I haven't done the good deeds which they have done. But because of my love towards them, I hope Allah will give me their companionship in Jannah. And the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this isn't a mere claim. Rather, the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has clear indicators. And these indicators are that you have true iman in him, that he is the Messenger of Allah in truth, and that you implement everything which he ordered you to do, and you obey him, and you live your life according to his guidance, and you take him as your role model. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Verily, there is for them, i.e. the believers, who claim that they love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there is for them a role model in the Messenger of Allah. So محبت النبي, the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it isn't a mere slogan or a statement. Neither is it celebrations and celebrating birthdays or songs and anniversaries. Rather, it is in following strictly the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. and giving precedence to his statement over the statements of others, and a person staying away from innovations, a person staying away from the bid'ah. So those people who love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the most are those who are most diligent upon his sunnah, those who are most diligent upon his manhaj, upon his methodology, and those who are the furthest away from the innovations. And if a person is like this, then for him is the glad tiding that he loves the Messenger of Allah and he follows his sunnah, then Allah loves him and Allah forgives his sins. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, say, if you truly love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me. I follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, then Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and Allah will forgive your sins. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, and Allah is the most forgiving and He is the most merciful. Al-Hafiz Ibn Kathir, he said regarding this ayah, هذه الآية الكريمة حاكمة, this noble ayah, it is a judge. عَلَى كُلِّ مَنِ ادَّعَى مَحَبَّةَ اللَّهِ, upon every person who claims to love Allah. وَلَيْسَ عَلَى طَرِيقَةِ الْمُحَمَّدِيَّةِ, but this person who claims to love Allah, he isn't upon the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَإِنَّهُ كَاذِبٌ فِي مَا دَعَى, that this person is lying in that which he has claimed. حَتَّى يَتَّبِعَ الشَّرْعَ الْمُحَمَّدِي, until this person follows the sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَالدِّينَ النَّبَوِي, and he follows the prophetic methodology, the prophetic religion. فِي جَمِيعِ أَقْوَالِهِ وَأَحْوَالِهِ, in every statement and every action. Ibadallah, ikhwat al-Iman, any action which a person does, and then ascribes it to Islam, and it doesn't have an evidence from the Quran, nor from the hadith of the Prophet, then it is a bid'ah. And the bid'ah, the innovations, they are not a path to seek closeness to Allah and His Messenger. Through innovations, a person doesn't attain the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, these innovations, they are rejected by Allah, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man amila amalan, laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa rad." Anybody who does any action and it isn't in accordance with our affair, our sunnah, our guidance, our Islam, fahuwa rad, it is rejected. So the innovations are not an avenue to please Allah. The innovations are not an avenue to the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And these bid'ah, these innovations, they have a severe detrimental effect upon the people of innovation. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will bring the hawd. And the hawd is the pond from which the believers will drink on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the hadith is in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, he mentioned that on that day, la yaridanna ala al-hawdi aqwam, that a group of people, they will come to the hawd, thumma yuhalu bayni wa baynahum, and then they will be prevented from reaching me, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be at the hawd. Fa aqulu ya rab, and then I will say, oh my Lord, innahum minni, verily these people are from me. وَإِنَّهُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي, and these people are from my ummah. فَيُقَالُ, and then it will be said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَكَ, that you, O Muhammad, you do not know what these people changed after you. فَأَقُولُ, and then I shall say, سُحْقًا سُحْقًا, a بُعْدًا بُعْدًا, be far away, be distance, لِمَنْ غَيَّرَ بَعْدِي, the one who changed after me. Some of the ulama, they understood from this hadith that these people who will be rejected from drinking from the hawd are Ahlul Bid'ah. They're the people of innovation. The people of innovation will not be allowed to drink from the hawd. And this is one explanation from the opinions of the ulama. Al-Imam al-Nawawi, he said that one of the opinions is أَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْبِدَعَ, that these people who will be prevented from the hawd, it is a people of innovation. الَّذِينَ لَمْ يَخْرُجُوا بِبِدَعِهِمْ عَنِ الْإِسْلَامِ, those people who did innovations, but they didn't leave Islam. Meaning they are still believers, they are Muslims, but they are Ahlul Bid'ah. people of innovations, people of desires, and so they will be prevented from drinking from the hawd. So any person who does any action as a form of worship, whether it is an action or a statement or a form of dhikr or a new type of fasting or a new eid which a person has brought, and there is no evidence and it wasn't done at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, this action is rejected. And Allah doesn't look towards the intention of the person. Even if a person intended goodness, the action is rejected. And there are severe statements from the great imams regarding innovations. Al-Imamu Malik, he said, مَنِ ابْتَدَعَ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ بِدْعَةً, whoever innovates a bid'ah in this religion, يَرَاهَا حَسَنَةً, and he considers it to be something good. He has a good intention behind this innovation. He said, فَقَدْ زَعَمَ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا قَدْ خَانَ الرِّسَالَةً, then this person has claimed that Muhammad was treacherous towards the message. Why? لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَالَ الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ, because Allah said, on this day I have perfected and completed for you your religion. And then this innovator comes along and he thinks, no, this religion needs an addition, it needs a new Eid, it needs a new dhikr, it needs a new fast. So either the Prophet ﷺ, he was treacherous and he didn't convey the full, perfect, complete religion of Allah, or there is misguidance in this innovator. So this religion of Islam, Allah perfected and Allah completed, and it doesn't require from somebody to add or to take away. And for this reason, it isn't allowed for a person to innovate any statement or any action or any Eid and then attribute it to Islam. And Al-Hafidh ibn Rajab, he said, فَكُلُّ مَنْ أَحْدَثَ شَيْئًا وَنَّسَبَهُ إِلَى الدِّينِ, anybody and everybody who innovates an action and then attributes it to Islam, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ أَصْلٌ مِنَ الدِّينِ, and this newly innovated action has no asl, no evidence from the religion, فَهُوَ الضَّلَالَ, it is misguidance. وَالدِّينُ مِنْهُ بَرِيءٌ, and the religion, it is free from this innovation. So how can a Muslim innovate an action and it goes against the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then he claims this is due to the love of the Prophet? How can a Muslim do an action which is misguidance and the religion is free from it, and then claims that this is the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How can a Muslim do an action which will be rejected and returned back and not accepted by Allah, and then he claims that this is the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Aqulu qawli hadha wastaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruh innahu huwal ghafur rahim. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin, ahmaduhu subhanahu wa ashkuruhu wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, وأشهد أن نبينا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, إخوة الإيمان, the Muslim who is truthful in his love of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he strictly follows his sunnah, his guidance and his way, and he shouldn't be deceived by the statement of Sheikh Fulan and Sheikh Allan. And neither should he be deceived that the majority of the people are doing such an action. Rather, whatever is in accordance to the sunnah, it is correct. And whatever is not from the sunnah, it is misguidance, regardless of who says it and how many people perform it. And those people who loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the most, they were his companions and the Khulafa al-Rashideen. And therefore, there is no goodness in any action which they did not do. And for this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us to follow their sunnah. He said, "Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafa ar-rashidin al-mahdiyin." Upon you is my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa. There are people who claim that they love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they want to demonstrate this love through Eid Maulid al-Nabawi, the celebration of the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this claim is falsehood. Because as I mentioned, the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cannot be attained through innovations. The innovations are hated by Allah and they are beloved to Iblis. And Miladun Nabi, when was this action brought into Islam? It wasn't done by the Prophet or his companions, and neither by the first 300 or 400 years of Islam. Rather, after 400 years, there was a state. And this state, they were Shia, Batiniya, Ismailiyya. And they were Banu Ubaid al-Qaddah, the tribe of Ubaid al-Qaddah from the Shia. And they called themselves Ad-Dawla al-Fatimiyya to deceive the Muslims. And they were only Shia. And they took over Maghrib, Morocco and Egypt. And then they started innovating these actions and these celebrations and anniversaries. And this was after 400 years of Islam. And they were the first people who celebrated Mawlid al-Nabawi. And the ulama of that time, أَجْمَعَ الْعُلَمَاء عَلَى كُفْرِهِمْ. The ulama at that time, they completely agreed upon their kufr. وَقِتَالِهِمْ. And the obligation of making jihad against them. وَغَزَاهُمُ الْمُسْلِمُونَ. And the Muslims, they fought against them until they were able to free the Muslim lands which were under their occupation. So this is an innovation, celebrating the birthday of the Prophet, which has no evidence in the Quran or the Sunnah or the actions of the Sahaba and the Salaf. Rather, it was innovated after 400 years of Islam. Ibadallah ikhwat al-Iman. Our religion Islam, it is a religion of worship, a religion of Tawheed, a religion of following the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a religion of staying away from the innovations. And this was our religion at the time of the Prophet and his companions and the Salaf and the great Imams of the religion, Al-Imam Abu Hanifa, wa Malik, wa Shafi, wa Ahmad ibn Hanbal. And if you read throughout Islamic history, never has it been narrated from Al-Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah that he celebrated the birthday of the Prophet or the death or the anniversary of his death. And even during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how many great Sahaba were born and the date of their birth was known, and yet nobody celebrated their birthday. And how many Sahaba died during his lifetime and nobody celebrated their anniversary. And more than this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had 3 sons and 4 daughters, and never did he celebrate their birthday. And all of them died in his lifetime except Fatima radiallahu anha. And never did he mention her, their anniversary. And therefore, there's no goodness in a celebration which was innovated by the Shia, the Ismailiyya, after 400 centuries of Islam. There's no goodness in this day which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions and the great Imams of the religion, they never did so. So we have to stay away from this day. We shouldn't celebrate this innovation. And we should also advise our family members with gentleness and with leniency and with wisdom and mentioning evidences to them that we abandon this day due to our love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ibadallah, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين اللهم من أراد الإسلام والمسلمين بسوء فاشغله بنفسه واردد كيده في نحره وصلت عليه يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم إنا نسألك الإخلاص في القول والعمل اللهم أحينا مسلمين وتوفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين اللهم آت نفوسنا وتقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا صادقا ويقينا راسخا وتوبة نصوحا اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا وألف بين قلوبنا واهدنا سبل السلام اللهم اغفر لنا ولآبائنا ولأمهاتنا ولذرياتنا ولأزواجنا ولجميع المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة.